I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In Darfur, nearby towns have become makeshift refugee camps. Operation Blessing International's David Darg spoke with us from one such town called Kass. The population has more than doubled there, which is causing humanitarian problems. OBI has set up health clinics, but they're also laying the groundwork for future ministry.
There are quite stringent rules in place about our openness with our faith, but we hope that the love that we're offering to the people through the work we do will leave behind a legacy of compassion. Once we're gone and this situation is all over, I truly believe that these people will know that we were there for them in their time of trouble.
Next, an evangelist in Ethiopia is recovering after being poisoned. Voice of the Martyrs Canada reports that the man became extremely ill after eating poisoned food from the prison in which he was being held. Local Christians believe this was done deliberately by Muslim authorities who cooperate with the local Muslims. This comes just more than a month after two Christians were killed when Muslims bombed a tent they were gathered in. Pray for the man's full recovery and safety as he continues his work. And United States postage increases have hit a ministry hard, increasing their shipping costs 3.5 times. Bible Pathway Ministries' Ken Sharp says that's hindered their work, but partners are working out distribution problems creatively.
We just recently sent a lot of material overseas with a church going on a mission trip that they took on the plane with them in suitcases. Another way we're doing it is trying to coordinate with a lot of other ministries that are sending big containers. And now we have 11 different languages of Bible Pathway devotions on the internet.
You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you have a question about stories heard on today's broadcast, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. And if you'd like up-to-date and relevant mission news every day, set your homepage to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.